You're listening to the Gold Squadron Podcast, your home for X-Wing discussion, strategy, and entertainment.
Welcome to episode 27 of the Gold Squadron Podcast. I am your host, Dion Morales, and I am joined by Gold Leader, Ron Longhi.
This is me.
Our targeting coordinator, Andrea Longhi.
Hey guys. What was that, Ron?
I don't know.
You guys said to be different.
And our historian and flavor judge is back, Mr. Alex Maring.
I have returned.
Yay.
Sweet. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So Marcel is in Paris, and it is 3:46 in the morning over there. So he's sleeping.
Why do I always feel like Marcel's winning even when he's not winning?
He is very much winning.
He is very good at winning.
Yep.
On today's episode, you're going to get two things. The episode's going to kind of be cut in two parts. The first thing you'll hear, we have an interview with Justin Pua. Guys, I figured out his last name. I just asked him point blank, all right, how do you say your name? Because everybody's saying it different ways. It's Pua. And we're also going to be talking about the article that dropped today, Guns for Hire. A lot of people are excited about it. We'll talk about it here in a minute. Before we go too far, though, Patreon update. Anybody who ordered a podcast shirt, when you're hearing this, the shirts would have been ordered already. And I'll be shipping them once I get them out. And like I said, they'll be to you probably around mid-June. And then I thought I'd take today and reveal our two next alternate art cards.
Cool.
You guys don't even know what they are.
I know. I'm excited.
It's great. So the first one, we actually have two different artists for this set. So we have Mark Moriarty making a return for us. He is doing for us a Jakku Gunrunner.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. So my thought with these two cards these next two cards was to do cards that I hadn't seen out there, but things that I think that in time will become played a little bit more, and people are starting to experiment with the, what you call it, the quad jumper. So I thought it'd be a cool one to throw out there. The art is coming along. It's not quite ready to show yet, but I'll show you guys the sketch I have so far. It's coming along pretty cool.
Nice.
And the other one is the same artist who did our Nora and Backdraft, which by now most people should have received it. He is going to be doing a Jess Pava for us.
Nice. She's popular right now.
Yeah, she's good. She's good. So I haven't got a sketch from him yet, but I am more than confident he will deliver something really, really awesome for us. All right, everybody, good morning, good night, whatever side of the world you live on. I'm Dion Morales, and I am here with our reigning 2017 X-Wing World Champion, Justin Pua. How you doing, Justin?
Fine, thank you. It's 11 p.m. here, I think. 11:15. Good night.
Okay, good night for you. Good morning for me. Yeah, this is, I will say that, you know, this whole X-Wing experience that I've become a part of has really made the world feel smaller, because, you know, we're constantly talking and reaching out to people all over the world, and, you know, coordinating time zones is just something we do now. All right. So first off, I'd like to congratulate you on your win and for putting some time aside for us. We really appreciate it.
The pressure is mine. The pressure is mine. Thank you. Thanks for the congrats.
All right, so basically, for the listeners, we have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 5 little sections of questions, different topics within there. We reached out to the community. We got some community feedback on some questions they wanted to ask. So we're going to start here and talk about the list that you brought for the World Championship. For those who may not know, what was your world's list?
Well, I play 2 Jump Master, just like what Nan did last year. Mine was Tengah and Tel. For Tengah, I have expertise as EPT and a title P1. For Tel, is just veteran instinct. Both of them have guidance ship, extra munition, plasma, torpedo, K4, and unhinged. They come up to 98 points. That was my list for World.
Fantastic. So I don't know if this is on record anywhere, but do you have an official name for your list?
When I created a list, right, for short, I just put it as Dang Tell. Okay? But right now, if you ask me for a name, right, I would like to play on the word Jump Master by saying it's a Just Master.
Just Master, I like it. Sounds good to me. Kind of like Justice, right?
No, I think the Jump Master now is something that's not so savory. Having won 2 words,
three.
I'm aware of the criticism out there.
Of course. I mean, that's something we'll get to here in a little bit. But yeah, I like the name Just Master, the Just Master list. So before Worlds, how many reps did you get with the list?
In terms of games, that's what you're referring to. Am I right?
Right. How many games?
I think I played about 60 games. I lost 1/3 of them. About 60 games. I have other variants, about 40. So all in is about 100 games under my belt.
Wow. So you definitely did put in some work.
Yeah, you have to try it all the way out. You must know the strength and weakness. It may not be the best list out there, but it has to be the list that you are most comfortable with.
So what was the main reason you went with Tell as a support ship for Dengar as opposed to anything else?
I tried other wingmen. I tried Boss. I was comfortable with Boss, the usual party boss.
Mm-hmm.
But the FFG nerf, right? Because of FFG nerf, the Zuckus is really unplayable.
Yep.
Boss, right? Once you bump into Boss and you get behind Boss, Boss is as good as gone. I tried just a PTL with Lutz. It's good. It's a better wingman for late game, especially when you lose Dengar. But I have issue with Biggs, and I need the 2 salvo or 4 salvo torpedo to overcome Biggs. And Tell was the ideal platform, missile platform or ordnance platform to accompany Dengar. That was my primary choice for Tell.
Fantastic. Give me 1 second here. I think Marcel's going to join us.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, hi, Marcel. Nice to hear from you again.
Hey.
So, 11 of the 12 scum ships had Mind Link in the top 16, except for yours, the one that won. So, what was your reasoning for not running Mind Link?
I think firstly is that if I were to play the least that the rest of the crowd will be doing, right, then I won't get any advantage from my list, and it just be down to luck, matchup, and pilot skill. And believe me, right, I have watched other games, right, I know that they are better players than me. Second reason, of course, would be that I assessed what was to be the meta game, and I came out with a list which is to anti-bigs and using torpedo. I thought that would basically benefit me better, and that particular list that I came up with, right? I need expertise. I need VI. I need to have the PS PSQ. That's why Myling was out for me. I couldn't take Myling.
So is there any way where you can get an initiative bid a little bit lower? Because, right, there's a good chance that, in future tournaments, we're going to see this list pop up in places. Is there any way that you could shave one more point off of that list to get it down to 97? And if so, what would you take out?
I think that Tenga can basically drop the extra munition. But I don't think that there's any need to really drop the initiative. I came across, I think there was about 3 lists which has either higher PS than me or lower points. Then I have to change the strategy. Basically, it goes Tel will go for the blocking, and then the Tengah will do his job. So I don't think that the initiative bit below 98 is that much important. I think PS9 is more important.
Fantastic. So at least, you know, you can get that, you know, at least the, what do you call it, simultaneous fire with other PS9s and being able to move them at the same time or a different, you know, you can move Tel first or Dengar first. You have that matching pilot skill.
I'll give you an example. I came across, I think there were at least 3 lists with boss, and the usual boss setup would be the proton torpedo with Boba Fett. And I know the blue eyes is on my punishing one, Titer on Dengar. So my only way would be to move Tel forward to block boss and keep blocking boss while Dengar does his job. So there are other ways to deal with lists that they're higher PS or have a better initiative beat. That's what I'm trying to put across.
Fantastic. So what list at the Worlds tournament did you lose to?
I lost to Alex Smither. Alex Smither has a 96 point list with a PTL fund, a VI boss, and he has a bum. I think has a sick to bum to block others. I got the range wrong. I mean the range calculation wrong, and I lost to him. The other player that gave me a lot of problem would be Marcel. triple BU book is very tough, especially someone who is thrown. I mean, at least as from my such a meticulous and sharp player. So it was a very tough match. Like what he say, right? We are 1-1, but I was just lucky that I won the right game.
Yes, at the first game that we played, I actually made some mistakes, and I landed on a rock on the first attack. I misjudged it, and I landed on a rock, and I ended up in a really bad spot. And I think it just kind of played out a little weird, and we had a lot of strange bumps. We had to call the judges over a few times just to help us with the positioning of the ships and seeing if there's like a line, to see if there's like debris or asteroid in shooting, and it was a little bit more of a messy game the first one. And the second game, I think we both played better, and it was a really close match that came to the last shot. So, I actually had fun with both, but the first match was a little bit tougher, just because it wasn't clean. It was kind of it was a little messy. We had to get the judges to help us a few times, and we both, I think we both didn't play our best game in the first one, and in the second one we both played better, and it was a closer match on the second one. I don't know how Justin feels, it's just the way I feel.
Yeah, I'm all fours with you.
All right, fantastic. I mean, I know that that game on our YouTube page has a lot of views. I mean, it's a great game to watch, so if you want to see some good Jumpmaster play, definitely go check that out. What would you say would be a quote-unquote hard counter to your list? This was a listener question. They're like, what is the hard counter? Because people keep playing it at my store, and I need something to smash them.
I have played a number of games with my buddy, Tawei. He's a very good defender player. I lost nearly all except one of the game. I won that game because of dice roll. So I think triple defenders would, especially with a Delta, would be a very hard counter. Because if you do the maths, you will know that with 3 defense dives, with focus and evade, it's very hard for even 2 salvo of torpedo to do very serious damage. And then the defender will rotate, and the next one will come to you. And once your torpedo is out, it's very hard to take them out. The other list would be I think the triple U boat from like the one that Marcel and Wade Stover feel. But triple U boat is still, based on my experience, it's still 50-50. You can go either way. Lists that cause stress, I'm not talking about stress hog, because stress hog, they cause the stress at the lower PS. As such, is very troublesome. And from my experience, even if you fire a torpedo at as such, you have to get her at range 3. Once it's range 2, stress you, etc., you can actually, if you roll well, you can actually dodge the first torpedo, the first sour torpedo. So as such, it's quite a hard counter for the list that I feel. And then I think that more or less the rest I've tried all the other lists. I think I can handle. Someone asked me about the old man. I think old man Fern, old Tarot and Fern Rao. For that list, right? Because it's a jousting list, the ability work at range 1. So I have tried, and it's very important to get them at the range 2. That's a sweet spot. If not range 3, luckily with a higher PS, right? Normally I'm able to take out old Tarot. So long as you don't get them in range 1. If you can't avoid range 1, you have to go for the bump. And of whatever you do, avoid the bump master, because once the bump master blocks you, it's very hard to get out. I mean, these are things that you got to be careful. Otherwise, you should be quite okay against the rest.
Yeah, I mean that pretty much melds perfectly with the next question on the list is, you know, what advice do you have for someone who does want to play your list?
I think that person need to know the rule, the rule of 11. The approach is very important. When approaching, right, you must actually think two steps ahead. Let's say if I were to bang in or do a hard turn to align myself for the next move to fire the first salvo, then what happened next? You got to go for the bump, and then how are you going to disengage or do the white stoop to re-engage, and then you can look at the rock formation. I think the because you're firing a missile platform, so you have to fire off the torpedo, you pay for it, and therefore the approach, the bump and the disengaging phase, right, you have to think at least one or two steps ahead. Otherwise, right, the result will be unfavorable. Like the third game that I had against Alex Mister, I got the range wrong, and then that's it. I lost that game.
Awesome. That's all great stuff. Thank you for that. So let's move on to our next section here. The state of the game. One of the big discussions that's going around the X-Wing community is whether or not the Jumpmaster needs a nerf. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay.
I know that even if you like it, I really like the Jumpmaster, but no, what do you think?
I think that the I did not mean to offend Marcel, but I think the Scout is a bit under-costed. For PS3 ship, I think there has to be some adjustment in terms of cost. Other than that, I think the rest are quite okay. I think Manaru is quite properly priced right now. I don't think there should be any problem with Tenga or Tel, because there's only one punishing one title to go along with. I mean that is my thought.
Yeah, on our last show, we talked about it a little bit, and Marcel agrees that the contracted Scout is a little bit under-costed.
The Scout, especially if you put 3, right? You know the game that I played against Wayne Stover, he reached, I think, fifth going to Swiss. His list only have 2 torpedo. I mean, that speaks volume of how strong the Scout is, as because of the area they occupied. It's very good at bumping, and I think that it's a very, very strong chassis in terms of value for cost.
Go ahead, Marcel.
Nothing.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So, what do you think? What about MindLink? You have any thoughts on MindLink?
Yes, I have read about argument to and fro. I've heard argument to and fro about whether or not MindLink should be nerfed or not. My view is that you look at the top 60 and top 32, most of the scam lists are MindLink. The reason being obvious is that it's not only cost efficient. That is beside the point. What I think make MindLink so strong is that you get the focus and plug it on if you have a Manaru working. Even when you bump into someone, you are blocked or you are stressed. There are only certain cuts or certain effects that allow a ship that is blocked, bumped, or is stressed to have focus or target lock. So I think the strength for MindLink comes from this because you don't care about being bumped. I played Palatani and MindLink at least before. Usually what I'll do is I'll bring my scout, I'll block someone, and I'm not sure what to do. So to play safe, I just bumped Fern route into maybe the scout. I'll still get my focus, I get my range one. So I think that in that sense, MindLink is strong. Strong not only because it's efficient, but because it allows that ship to get whatever focus and even target lock, even if it's stress, bump, or block. I mean, that's the point I'm driving.
Marcel?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. It removes so many different... It makes so many different tactics in the game, makes them less important. So, Justin, another reader question was, are there any other things in the game that you think the developers need to improve on to bring more balance into the game outside of just the Jumpmaster and the MindLink?
I think it would be the rubber beaks. I think in my community, I'm one of those few players that bother to play rebel ship without beaks. For me, I like Dash, I like Miranda, but it's difficult to survive in current environment without beaks because of the protection beaks give to rebels players wherever they create a list. Because wherever you create a rebel list, you always set aside the 26 point. And then it takes the type of list that you play. Because once you buy bigs, right, you must make sure that you have ship that stay within the range one of bigs. And then everything all fit in, and then it's the same stereotype of list that you're coming out with. So I think bigs is something that I think should be addressed.
Fantastic. So now we're going to move on to, you know, just our talking about the world's experience. So, as an international player, you had the added stress of course, like playing all the games, but having to adjust to a totally new time zone. And I think we talked about it earlier, you're 13 hours ahead of where we are here in Chicago, which is the same time zone as up there by FFG Center. How did you adjust, and did you actually get to sleep?
Me and my buddy, we basically arrived at Chicago much earlier. We spent, I think, about 2 days trying to basically tune out our cycle, trying to overcome the jet lag. We made use of this opportunity to do some shopping. So it's important, right, to satisfy the other half. As for sleep-wise, it's difficult, especially when I have a business to run. So in fact, most of the night I was on the line with my staff until about maybe about 4 or 5 a.m. That'll be about 3, 4 p.m. over there. Sleep-wise, it's always difficult when you have to travel in a very totally different time zone. That cannot be helped.
All right. Marcel's got to step out, but thanks, Marcel, for joining us.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, Justin. It was great talking to you. Sorry I couldn't talk longer. It's just I'm right now I'm on holiday, on vacation.
I understand.
And, I'm getting text messages right now that they want to get going. So, but it was great talking to you, and hopefully I'll get a chance to see you again and play with you so we can get that tiebreaker. in the next world.
Yes, yes. I look forward to it.
All right, awesome. Marcel, we'll talk later, buddy.
Okay, see you.
Bye.
Other than winning worlds, of course, which is a huge, fantastic feat, I'm sure I could tell by the video and the pictures that were there, you were a little bit in shock when you won. You know, what were your other favorite things about the experience of the X-Wing World Championships?
I'm a family man. How about you?
Oh yeah, I have a daughter and a wife.
Yes. Same with me. I have two daughters. So we don't have that much time for the game. So I make up by watching YouTube of all the tournament. I learned from there, and there are very good players that I've seen in YouTube. I think it was an awesome experience to able to meet them in person. You know, like Paul Heaver, Nathan Eddy, Duncan Howard, Lee Yint. I think being able to meet these players that you actually learned from, I mean, from the way they play, I think being able to meet them in person, that is a very rewarding experience for me. That's it.
Fantastic. Yeah, I think one of my favorite pictures was after you had won and Nand had just stand up and hold the trophy up. It was that's a great shot. Have you seen the posters people have made from that?
Yes, I think it's a friend of mine, Nicholas Yin, who came out with some graphic on it.
Yeah.
This was the first time I win World. I didn't know that. I didn't expect to hold the trophy until Nan told me, is it?
Yeah. Yes. So there's nothing wrong with some excited celebrating, you know.
You know what was in my mind after I won?
What?
You know, the losing your damage card, right? Is a very very serious thing. So I was counting my damage card. The Magic 33, make sure that, you know, this is a discipline, you know, that you always do after playing a game. Count the magic cards, you know, count the damage card, I'm saying. So that was what I was doing.
I gotta make sure I had everything correct before I am sure that I actually won. Amazing. Awesome. So, you know, let's talk about, you know, so you're from Singapore.
Yes.
You know, currently, I don't know if this is true, but is it true that there's no FFG official support in Singapore?
Yeah, for I think nearly about 2 years. 2015, they have a national. After that, I think there's no more FFG support. It's a bit saddening. It's a bit sad.
Yeah, but that's unfortunate. Now I'm sure that, you know, the World Championship lives in an area without FFG support. I'm sure somebody has to be taking a look at that and say, all right, guys, we got to figure this out.
I hope. I put some messages across. I hope that someone would pay a bit attention to us. It's not just Singapore, but the neighboring countries. There's a community in Malaysia. I know in Thailand, Indonesia, even in Taiwan. I think support is lacking in the area.
So is X-Wing popular in your area? Any idea how many people play?
I think based on the group that we have, right, I think there should be about 100, but not all are competitive or players. Some just take it as a hobby. For more regular player, I think you have about 20 to 30 players that meet regularly to play in I think 2 or 3 gaming shops.
Well, that's pretty good, especially for an area without any official support.
This morning I was I made a trip down. There was a Padawan tournament where all the young kids have an X-Wing tournament. Usually you have games on Monday, Friday, Saturday, and you will have maybe about 8 to 10% turning up.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
So how did your I mean, this leads into my next question perfectly. So you said you guys have tournaments and stuff. How do you guys go about organizing tournaments? And you don't have any official prize kits, you know, or regionals or anything like that. How do you guys go about acquiring prize support for those things?
There's always rooms for illicit, right? Well, we get our stuff in an illicit manner. We buy from elsewhere. Some of us will contribute. Others would basically make our own. We have our own fan-made kits. But nothing beats those official FFG price support, of course. For instance, in couples of, I think in 1 or 1 week plus time, we have our Singapore National. Of course, without FFG support, what we can do is that we basically each contribute. So what I do is that me and my buddies, right, we got some loots or some swag from the world, and actually we contribute so that the rest can, you know, we can basically get more participation.
That's great. That's really nice to hear that our world championship is fostering and building his own community, even though FFG is not doing it. That's amazing. Oh, that's pretty cool. So what is, you know, has winning worlds brought more awareness to X-Wing in your area? Because, I mean, you came home, I'm sure. The guys who play X-Wing already, I'm sure, were freaking out and super happy that you won. You got in maybe any of those fringe players who may be thinking about playing X-Wing into it? Like, whoa, we got the world champion?
I think, of course, I think they are happy to know that I won the worst. And basically, there are some new players being recruited. But I think more importantly, what I have did actually inspire some of the players that are actually sitting on the fence, you know? They are just playing on a more casual basis. I think they are making efforts to train up for the next month tournament. And some even indicate that they want to go to World next year to basically strike their fortune.
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, the World Championships should be a World Championship. You know, it makes me really happy, you know, to see so much diversity starting to come into the game, with people from different countries and nationalities all coming together and playing this game. I think it's an amazing thing.
Yes, I think it's I'm so happy about that. When I went to Worlds, I think there I saw players from various countries participating. I think that's a good thing. I know that about the upcoming there's an upcoming European Championship, right? I think that is also something very exciting. But unfortunately, I couldn't have time to make a trip. Otherwise, I would really like to be in Europe for the tournament as well.
Absolutely, I'm sure they would have loved to have you there. Are there any ships? Oh, sorry, I jumped ahead here.
Yes.
What's your meta like in Singapore? Is it similar to what you saw at Worlds, or does Singapore have its own little twist?
There are usually some casual players that will play fluffy list, but those regular players, I think they are quite informed about what's happening on in US and in Europe. So the gaming scene, the competitive gaming scene here mirror what's happening in US, Europe, like in Poland, you know, in Spain, Denmark, and all that. So it's quite competitive.
Excellent. And, you know, I'm thinking really now probably most people's metas have stabilized across most communities that play, because with so much information like my podcast and other podcasts, website sources, YouTube channels, everybody has access to the same information. And if you see something as the best and everybody sees it, that starts to inform everybody's meta.
Yeah, I think that is good, because it evens the playing field. I think that whenever there's something new, right, I think it should be tested out so that there are counters. I hope that with new release of cards or FAQ, etc., the meta game will change. Otherwise, it's it'll be a bit boring.
Totally makes sense. So are there any ships that you like to put on the table just for fun, even though they may not be quote-unquote viable?
I appreciate Julian's Double Fire Spray list. For information, right, I have a casual list comprising also Boba and Kev. Always restricted by the way I construct the list because I can't play Fire Spray without engine upgrade. Being a big ship, it has a larger blind spot. So the engine upgrade is a necessity. So I put my hats off to Julian for flying that double Fire Spray without any engine upgrade. I think it's a awesome list, and the efforts to do it, I cannot imagine. If only I could have access to there's a video of the way he played the list. That'll be awesome.
Actually, we did catch it on the Gold Squadron stream, so it's on our YouTube page.
Okay, good. I'll look into it. Thanks.
No problem. I got your back, champ. I got it. So here's a couple of, you know, not so much, you know, X-Wing questions, some silly questions that the community wanted me to ask. So what is your favorite Star Wars movie?
I think it should be Rogue One, because it's a sad movie, but basically it reminds us of the unsung heroes, you know, those who gave up their life, sacrificing their life for a greater cause, but they are unknown until now.
I like that. That is a good reasoning. There you go. I'm sure. I'm not sure if you're familiar with with the Minox Squadron guys. I'm sure Ryan Farmer, when he listens to this, will say, "Why is it not the Empire Strikes Back?" But I like that reasoning very, very much. That's great. What would you say is your favorite background character in Star Wars? Someone who isn't, you know, a main character out in front, but someone you're like, hey, that person looks like they probably have a cool story.
In terms of cast, I like Donnie Yen because I'm his fan. I watch all his martial art movie, right? But in terms of character in Star Wars, I think it should be BB-8.
I like it.
Because my kids love it, my wife love it, and I think it's cute, right? And then after that, they have some toys, right? I think it's very, very interesting. I think that would be my favorite characters.
Awesome. So a couple more questions here. Actually, they're not on our list here. They're really silly, so I'm sorry that they're this silly. So somebody asked, is a hot dog a sandwich?
You got me there. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Is there any? I don't know how to answer this question.
I don't know either. And then the other one, do you remember Jeremy Chambly? He's the Coruscant Open champion.
Uh-huh.
So, I guess I have to back this up. What language do you guys speak in Singapore?
Primary English.
Primarily English, okay.
English will be our first language. Everything here is in English. The road signs, right, are in English. That English is our primary language here. Because for business and in school.
Oh, that's really interesting. I didn't know that. What would be the secondary language? Does it just kind of split all over the place?
Depend on race, mother tongue. See, the Chinese will have Mandarin. The Malay will have Bahasa Malaysia. You know, and basically that will be your native tongue.
Okay, so what is your native tongue?
Mandarin.
Mandarin. So how would you say, do you know who I am, in Mandarin? Mm-hmm.
Oh, 你知道我是谁?
All right, there you go. They asked me to say that. That Jeremy Chambly kept yelling that after he won the Coruscant Open. Do you know who I am? So he just wanted to know how to say it in your language
then,
too.
That's three characters. 我是谁?
All right. Well, so Justin, again, thank you for joining us today. It has been absolutely awesome. Do you have any shout outs you want to do to people in your squad?
I really thank my gaming buddy, but I think for this occasion, right, I'd like to thank Ghost Squadron. I think you're one of the main contributor. You put up all these videos, right? Of games being played in the major tournament, and they are very useful for players like me who cannot make the trip We enjoy the the games, and we enjoy we can feel the the heat and all this through you guys, right? So I want to say thank you. Thanks.
No problem. I do it because I love it. So one last question. And it's the one that everybody wants to know. Are you coming back to Worlds 2018 to defend your title?
My answer is that subject to spousal consent, right? I'll be there.
Isn't that always?
Fantastic. I spent 2 days shopping for her. I think she's okay with that, no? So, yeah.
There you go. Well, I know, right, that part of your prize is, if you want to come, is a guaranteed ticket, and I think they'll pay for your hotel and plane, if I'm not mistaken.
I hope so as well.
Yeah, I think that was so if they haven't told you, you send them an email and say, hey, where's my plane? I want to go. All right, Justin, one more time, thank you very much. You're an awesome guy. It was, you know, we only got to talk for a little bit because you were in the middle of playing at Worlds, but I look forward to being able to chat with you some more and just continue being a constant part of community.
Yes, I would. Thanks. Thank you very much.